Welcome everyone. Be'ez Hashem, we continue with Zechor Lemiriam in Perek Aleph, Shir number 7. The Chafetz Chaim is discussing the second reason as to why when the person says the pasuk of Zechor Yis Asher Osa Hashem Lakech Lemiriam, remember what Hashem did to Miriam, why it doesn't help to prevent him from speaking Lashon Hara. And once we understand the second reason, we can make sure not to do that. And what is the second reason? Chafetz Chaim says we have to have the proper kavana, the proper hisbainus, contemplation. Ki hakavana b'miraseinu hu shenale hadav b'zichroneinu. When we're saying these words of the pasuk, it's to engrave it in our mind, in our heart, throughout the whole entire day. But if we're just running through the words because it's at the end of davening, it's in the sitter and you're ready to leave davening, and not concentrating and focusing on what the purpose of the words are for, it's not going to help. And it gives a mashal. Mashal of a person goes to a doctor, and he's sick. So the doctor says, here's the medicine you have to take, but I want to tell you something. It's very strong medicine. So make sure you take the medicine properly. Make sure you're taking the right amount of days, the right amount of time, space it out. And it's very bitter. That's what the doctor tells him. So the person who's sick takes the medicine, goes home, and he has an idea. He figures, I'm going to take the medicine. I'm going to take it so fast. I won't taste the meridus. I won't taste the bitterness of the medicine. And that's exactly what he does. He takes the medicine, doesn't do it 3 times a day, spacing it out. He takes it in an incorrect way, and he doesn't get better. He goes back to the doctor and says, I'm still sick. I'm still sick. It doesn't help. So the doctor says, well, how'd you take the medicine? You didn't do it properly. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Kein hadavar b'inyaneinu, so too by us. Ha'omer zocher es asher osa. One who says this pasuk, Ulo hisboinein b'nashoy hamerirus shekiblo Miriam. One who says this pasuk but doesn't contemplate, doesn't visualize, doesn't understand the bitterness that Miriam and Avia went through. Because of this chait, ainay nechsh of klal, it doesn't help. It's not taking the medicine properly. The doctor's going to tell you, you didn't listen to what I said. But a person who says the words, and he's misboining like the Rambam says, he contemplates and thinks, so what is he saying? What does it mean to me? What does it mean that every single person Klal Yisrael knew? Think of the busha that Miriam and Avia went through. Everyone knew that she spoke Lashon Hara. About who? Who did she speak Lashon Hara about? About the greatest man who ever lived. About Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to understand that this is the Eitzah from Hashem. The approach from Hashem will definitely help. As he concludes, Tamu Ru'u Ki Toiv, taste it and see that it is good. Taste it, contemplate, understand how to read this pasuk and think about the meridus, the pain that Miriam went through. When a person understands that and feels that, it'll help him to avoid himself speaking Lashon Hara, so chas v'shalom, he doesn't have to go through that same pain.